honey. Carol, remember that contractors convention we went to in Chicago about a month ago?
How could I forget? I spent 8 hours in a seminar called The Wonderful World of Grout.
Well, okay, so maybe it was about a half hour too long, but it was worth it because we won the raffle. A trip for the entire family to Hawaii, including air transportation and accommodations at the Grand Hyatt Wailea on Maui.
What's all this crap about us going to Hawaii?
Oh, well, I know it's a bit harsh, Dana, but it's part of our tough love program.
My study schedule is all arranged day by day from now until the end of the year. Going to Hawaii is going to throw everything off.
Dana, stop being so compulsive. Learn to be a little spontaneous.
Well, I guess if I bring my books and don't allow myself to get sucked in by all that tropical paradise nonsense, I might get some real work done.
She's not really in touch with her joyful side.
I am.
The blue land.
How about a deal?
I can't wait to ride the wild surf.
Cody. Cody!
Welcome, Dano.
Listen, Code. We're only allowed to bring our immediate family.
Oh. Yeah. Well, that's okay. I'll pay my own way.
You can afford that?
Well, let's see. I make about $1,000 a month, and, I live in my van, in your driveway, so I don't pay any rent. And I eat your food, use your water, your electricity, your gas. By the end of the month, I got, say, $1,000 left. Hey, by the way, Uncle Frank, I'll try and sneak you back some of them little shrimp dealies from first class, okay? Man, Hawaii, is this awesome or what? Da, 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 da. Da, 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 da.
It's 6:30 in the morning. What are you waking everybody up for?
Frank, we're on vacation. We just don't want to lie around and do nothing.
Why not?
Because we will squander this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. All the books I read said there are a million things to do in Maui. This would be very educational.
Educational? Oh, man. We've been suckered.
All right. If you don't want to go on this sightseeing trip, you can stay here with Dana and study.
We're burning daylight. Which way to the culture crud?
Thank you very much.
Excuse me, I hate to interrupt the thrill of victory, but would you mind getting off my towel?
Oh, sorry. Did I get sand all over you?
fine. I'll take care of it.
Wow. Calculus. You're sitting on the most beautiful beach in the world and you're doing calculus.
Well, some of us actually want to do something with our lives besides play frisbee.
Oh, I don't do this all day long. See, from 3 to 4, I watch Oprah. You know what helped me when I was in school?
Those big blocks with the letters on them?
Actually, I learned never to study on an empty stomach. Would you like to have lunch?
No, thanks. I'm not hungry.
Oh, well, maybe not now, but sooner or later you will be, so I'll just sit here for a while. I got nothing better to do.
What a shock.
$99 of beer on the wall. 99 bottles of beer. You take one down, you pass it around. 98 bottles of beer on the wall. 98 bottles
of
beer.
I'll have lunch with you, but it's only because I'm hungry. It has nothing to do with you.
Boy, you really know how to build a guy up. Could you hold this for a second? Thank you. Hello? Yeah? Yeah? Okay, listen. Wait till the stock goes down to 15, then buy the whole company. Sorry, I told him never to call me here.
As you've already seen by the first 11 historical sites, Lahaina is absolutely fascinating. Oh, and here we are at probably one of the most exciting sites, marker number 12. Okay, this is the canal. It was dug so the whalers could have easier access to the waterway.
Mom, I hate to bring this up because you're having such a great time, but there's no canal here.
Oh, well, not now. It was filled in 1913.
Oh, darn. We just missed it.
Okay, come on, everybody. Follow me. We don't want to be late for marker number 13. Oh, here it is. We made excellent time. This is the site of the government market.
Let me guess. It's not here anymore either.
Wow, it's like time travel. Only by the time you get there, you're late.
Carol, I think you're losing it. You better move along to the big fun real soon.
Good idea. Kids, we're going to skip the next few markers, okay? We'll go directly to number 18, the Waini'i Cemetery.
And it's filled with people who've been on this tour. Anyway, I guess you could say I was one of those computer nerds. When I was 15, I kind of invented this software. And then I kind of started my own company. And then I kind of sold it for $38 million.
Wow, that's kind of a lot of money.
Yeah, kind of.
22 is a little young for retirement. What are you going to do with the rest of your life?
I don't know. I spent the last 6 years working my tail off building the business. All I want to do now is hang out, enjoy life, and wait for the next thing that excites me to come along.
Well, what if nothing comes along?
I think it already has.
Isn't it beautiful here at night?
Sure is. But don't stay out here too long. We have to get up at 4 in the morning.
Boy, you know, I think my ears are still plugged up from that plane ride. I thought you said we were getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
No, I want to get up to that volcano in time to see the sunrise. And then I thought we could drive to Hana and see the sights there, you know. And then that sugarcane plantation is only an hour away. And then after breakfast, I thought the kids...
Time out, honey. Flag on the play. If this keeps up, I'm going to need a vacation to recover from the vacation. Oh, no. From now on, all we're going to do is relax.
But there's so much to do, so much to see. I don't want to waste any time.
Oh, I see. You can't do this, can you? You can't relax.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Of course I can relax. Oh, my God, would you look at this? The kids have finger marks all over here.
Farrell, we are in the middle of a tropical paradise, and you're doing windows.
Oh, gosh. Oh, you're right. You're right, Frank. I can't relax. It's like a disease. I even got kicked out of yoga class because I was caught taking notes. Frank, you gotta help me.
No. Come on. You have come to the right person. Now, I am going to show you how to do absolutely nothing and enjoy it.
Yeah? You really think you can teach me, Frank?
Yay. When it comes to being a couch potato, I'm the top spud.
I just don't think you should put this on the glass because it leaves rings.
A totally humongous water slide. You start up here and you end up all the way down there.
Where?
There. Right next to that red umbrella where that totally bodacious Hawaiian babe's waving at you.
I was standing next to you, and she blew it to me. I gotta meet this girl.
What's all this stuff?
All the stuff I'm going to do while I'm relaxing. I've got books to read, needlepoint, crossword puzzles, and I thought I'd revise a Christmas card list.
Carol, I think you're missing the point here. You don't need magazines and you don't need books, and it's February, so you really don't need to revise the old Christmas card list.
What am I supposed to do?
Watch. Nothing. Sit back, relax, and do nothing.
Okay, I'll try.
To enter the under-
underwater kingdom of snorkeling. Where it's just you, the ocean, and the fishies. It's a totally mystical experience. Of course, unless you suck in a mouthful of salt water, that's chunks of hoy. He doesn't really count being part fish at all.
Dude, what were you looking for?
Cody, it was that Hawaiian girl. I saw her again.
Wow. You know, you might actually have caught her if you didn't trip on this whole bottle.
Hey, Cody, there's a piece of paper in here.
Check it out. With the eye of an eagle, you'll see rocks in the sea. Created by lava in groups number 3. You'll find everlasting gold, and this is the key. X marks the spot where the treasure will be.
This is it. This is why I was drawn to the island.
Wait a minute, Code Man. You're not taking this message in the bottle thing seriously, are you?
Of course I am. It's fate. On the plane, I kept feeling something pulling at me. You know, at first, I thought it was a little girl sitting behind me. It was really starting to tick me off. But now, I realize it was the islands calling me to pursue this noble quest, to find this golden treasure.
Cody, this is totally bogus. It's somebody's idea of a joke.
Well, maybe, but if it's not, I'll split the gold with you.
Let's hear that poem again.
Just to see her, just to touch her, just to hold her in my arms again, one more time. If I could feel her warm embrace, see her smiling face, can't find anyone to take her place, I've got to see her again.
Too. I wish I didn't have to go to Oahu tomorrow. I'm not going to see it till after dinner.
Why do you have to go to Oahu?
I'm meeting with my banker. They found another $1 million in my account, and we have no idea where it came from.
Gee, I hate when that happens. I'm really going to miss you when you're gone.
Well, I got you a little gift so you don't forget me.
Really?
A diamond ring?
Brian, isn't this a little extravagant for a gee, I hope you won't forget me gift?
Then consider it more of a gee, will you marry me gift.
Are you serious?
Yes. I want you to marry me.